This is CBR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Housing is on the ballot next week in a number of Colorado towns. CBR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Some mountain towns are asking voters about new taxes and limiting short-term rentals as a way to tackle a lack of affordable housing. An initiative in Telluride would cap short-term rentals at 400. Residents in Leadville, Ouray, and Avon will be voting on whether to levy new taxes on them. Other proposals include sales tax and borrowing to fund housing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Drought is spreading in Colorado. 75% of the state is now in a moderate drought or worse. That's a 10% jump from just last week. But conditions are better than they were this time last year when 75% of the state was experiencing extreme drought. Right now, extreme drought is only covering 11% of the state and is mostly affecting the north and southwest corners of the state. A new Colorado law gives people another option other than traditional burial or cremation when they die, human composting. It's a scientific process that turns the body into nutrient-rich soil faster than natural decomposition. Jim Cohen is with Feldman Mortuary in Denver.
And it's just in line with our values of caring for the body and staying natural. What's good for the earth, but also dignity for the body itself.
Cohen says the process of human composting also pollutes less than cremation. Colorado is the second state to allow human composting. Washington is the other. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 51 degrees. It should be a sunny, pretty clear day with a high of 68. Grand Junction is at 43 degrees. It should be a clear, sunny day with a high of 65. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and stay tuned.